Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Many people who live and work in Boston are still absorbing the shock of the bomb blast yesterday. For those who were in the Copley Square area at the time it happened, the emotions are acute. Meantime, runners who descended on the city from around the world are also trying to process the tragic way the Boston Marathon ended. WBUR's Lynn Joliker reports on reaction.
I was standing right here on the corner waiting for a cab to come in and be valeted and heard a big bang.
From the corner of Commonwealth Avenue and Mass Ave, the lobby manager of the Elliott Hotel, Josh Dennis, said it sounded more like the back door of a dump truck being slammed shut than an explosion. Even police didn't look alarmed, he said. But about 30 seconds later, they were all running toward the sound.
I was honestly almost sick to my stomach because I knew something bad had just happened.
About 6 hours later, Dennis left for home, hoping, on the one hand, that his hotel's guests would play it safe and stay inside for the night. But on the other hand, he said he appreciated that some were out and about.
I saw people laughing, people smiling, and you can't break Boston spirit. I'm sure that once I finally lay down in bed, I'm going to break down for a little while. That's got to happen, too.
While not deserted, the streets from Kenmore Square to Boylston Street and Mass Ave were much quieter than normal last night. Aside from the frequent sound of helicopters overhead and the presence of large groups of police officers, among them SWAT team members carrying very large guns. Some restaurants closed early, while others stayed open, doing a much lighter business than past marathon nights. Inside Island Creek Oyster Bar, 27-year-old Mariana Joson of Toronto was sitting at the bar with friends, still wearing a yellow Boston Marathon jacket and running shoes, and in a mood that was anything but celebratory.
It was terrible. I can't even begin to tell you today what goes through my mind.
This was her first marathon, and she said it was one of her best experiences ever, until she got half a mile from the finish line, learned of the explosions, and stopped.
It's very real, unfortunately. That's what makes it so tough.
She said she wanted to get out of Boston. She and her friends changed their flight to leave first thing in the morning. Scott Coe's race also ended early.
This street right here was wall-to-wall people that were stopped and were crying and were in disbelief, including me.
0.8 miles from the finish. This was his 30th marathon, but first Boston. And he says he's shaken thinking about the blast victims as he walks away just fine. But Coe said he's already thinking about returning.
I hope to be back next year, and we're going to have a great race next year. We're going to reclaim it for Boston.
Samantha Witkus and Danielle Currier also said they won't let the bombings change their life, though they were feeling a bit skittish walking around the Back Bay hours later. They watched the marathon with friends in Brookline, and then Witkus couldn't return to her building at Newbury and Exeter Streets because it was evacuated.
It's just weird to think about. It's just unexpected. And we go to the Boston Marathon every year. It's such a fun day. It's heartbreaking.
For us to be watching it on the news and now walking into the city, like, the two of us are just getting a little bit worked up.
Worked up, they say, by the horrific ending to a day that's usually just about people from around the world coming together and throngs of spectators cheering on total strangers. Now those strangers share the bond of tragedy. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Lynn Joliker.